People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brett Capps. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office at 1748 East Wabash Street. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Join WILO every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Inside the Huddle is hosted by Ken Hartman and features an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action. Plus, Ken takes a look at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. From the station keeping you connected, WILO.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found here on WILO 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon. Simply put, there are things you need to consider about your financial future. We only get one shot at retirement, and we have to do it right. As a certified financial planner and former professor from Purdue University, I think you'll find our thoughts and strategies honest and refreshing. Join me Thursday afternoons, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WILO. Consider This with Joe Clark. Again, 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Let's thank our sponsors on this finally Friday. Wealthy Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. It is a finally Friday. It is Kevin Keith here with you, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Jeff Hardesty in the studio with us, too, with Hardesty Landscaping. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good to see you.
Well, it's good to be here. I was looking through my calendar yesterday, and I looked up here, and I was like, WILO on Friday?
WILO time again
on Friday. This is, yeah, we're always on Wednesday or Thursday, so right? I called in this morning. I was like, hey,
is that right?
Yeah. Is this right? Am I supposed to be there?
Yeah, you are.
She's like, yep, you are. And I was like, all right, I'm heading that way.
Yeah, of course, so, you can come in anytime you want.
Oh, shoot, yeah. I appreciate it. So.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So how things been?
God, you know, it's all right. We've had a, I was going to look up the weather here. I noticed a couple weeks ago, I looked at the weather. I have a local weather app, and I was going to look to see what is the monthly total we've had for rain for July. And I know this, it's high.
Yeah.
We've had an incredibly high amount for July, and I'll look that up here in a little bit, but yet we were like in the 6, 7, 8 inch range. Oh, I was off. Rainfall for the month, 9.36 inches.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, for July, the old farmer boy in me tells me that that's fantastic. And for the lawn guy and me and the landscape guy, that's fantastic as well, because for corn production and soybean production and for agricultural, you like an inch of rain a week.
Mm-hmm.
An inch of rain a week will keep a crop moving and going in a right and a really good direction. So yeah. If you look at that, 9.36 inches, that's almost 2 inches a week we've had.
But the bad part about that is that it rains so hard so quick. A lot of it didn't really get a chance to sink in as well, and plus the fact also that, you know, if you look at a lot of places, it's dry already again.
It just all depends on where it's at. Yeah. You're exactly right. So, but you know, it's one of those things that we are happy with what we got, and usually, and I was talking to a farmer friend of mine the other day, he was like, these good rains we've had in July have helped. They've really helped replenish the subsoil moisture that was depleted over a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's really dry down there, but now the moisture is there. It's deep. It's good. At least this is according to a good farmer friend of mine who's been doing that for a long time. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want to know about moisture and water and things like that, talk to a farmer, because their lifeblood is water.
Exactly right.
And their lifeblood is water. So
yeah, you know, but I'm going to say this also. I would think that, knowing that the grass is, the ground is probably not exactly super, super saturated, even though you'd think that.
If we have, it all depends on where you're at, because we have places that we've had to mow around in July.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but some areas.
Right.
But, you know, the water table is pretty high in certain areas, but we also know that in June and July and August, the evaporation happens very quickly as well. So,
true.
You know, if you get an inch of rain, it's going to be evaporated out, at least the top inch or so is going to be evaporated out pretty doggone quick.
Well, plus the fact that when the winds have blown,
yep.
They have dried them out.
Yep.
They've been up on the high side too.
Yep.
So
that's exactly right.
So, I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter what you go ahead and do. You know, your best laid plans. So we're getting
close. That's right.
Yeah, we're getting towards we are in the middle of summer. I'll spit it out right here eventually. I don't want to admit to that yet, so I just don't. But so what should we be doing basically this time of year?
Couple of things that we need to be doing is, number one, is to continue to weed and take care of our planting beds, deadhead our flowers. Also, if you've been listening to me long enough, and I've been doing this for 27 years I've been in the landscaping business. Late June and July is the perfect time to trim your evergreen shrubs after they've already hardened off. That's the perfect time to trim. So trim your evergreens. That should be your boxwood, your yews, your holly, and then junipers and arborvitaes and things like that. Now's the time to do those. All other things, you know, wait until, the deciduous things that bloom, you know, we want to wait till fall if we can, or if they're a blooming plant, if they're a blooming shrub, 6 weeks, we want to prune them up about 6 weeks after they bloom. That's the ideal time to do those. Mm-hmm. So, that's kind of what we look at with that. I like, if all possible, to prune a lot of the deciduous stuff in the fall, because October, November is perfect because it's cooler, it's calmer, our season isn't near as pushed as hard. So, but also usually in October and November, they've lost their leaves. The leaves are gone. The leaves have been blown away. So you have less debris to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see where you need to trim at.
Right.
So that's the thing I like about October, November prunings is that. So, yeah.
The other thing of it is that, your big trees.
Sure.
those, first of all, when should you try and do that? Or, you know, if you see some stuff now, should you go ahead and take it out of there?
Yeah.
Or should you just go ahead and wait and do it all at once time?
If you don't do it once, that's great. But, you know, you've heard me before say that look up at your trees to make sure they're safe. You know, it seems like there's always, as I walk around town, and I even check my own trees in my own yard, there's what I call them dead men. They're branches that are broken off and they have fallen down maybe half to two-thirds of the way through the tree,
yeah.
And they've got caught.
Yeah.
If you've got those, you need to get a tree person out there immediately to get those taken out.
Okay.
Because a good wind, that thing's going to blow off. It's going to either A, fall down nice and quietly like an unexploded bomb and just lay in your yard. That's okay. Worst case scenario is that, you know, it's going to come down, it's going to hit somebody.
Yeah.
You know, if your kids or grandkids or you are out in the yard playing and a little wind comes up and and you have a limb that's 8 inches around, you know, and 40 foot long comes flying down out of a tree, it's a torpedo. If it hits you, you are not going to end well. Okay? And the child is not going to end well. The other thing is, you know, it's going to come down, hit your house, hit a window, hit a sidewalk, hit a car, all those things.
Yeah.
So if you have limbs in your trees, look up. Please, look up, look around, and get those taken care of. So it is best, if you can, to wait.
You know, the other thing of it is people, I'm pretty sure, do not understand how big and how much, you know, how big those limbs actually are up in that part, you know, in the taller parts of the trees. You don't have any clue. I know I didn't at the time I had to go deal with it, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we take a question real quick?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Let's say good morning to Carl Lane.
Yes, Jeff, Ken, Kevin.
Morning.
If you drive down the interstates, especially on 28 from Jefferson to 65, they planted those black-eyed Susans down through there, and they planted these purple flowers. What's the purple flowers? Because they look beautiful. Everything looks beautiful the way they done that.
You know, I'd have to drive out that way and take a look.
If you drive down any interstate now, they're planting all these black-eyed Susans.
Sure, wildflowers,
and
yeah.
And these purple flowers.
Most likely it's either coneflower or bachelor buttons. That's the kind of a wildflower. But probably black or cone flowers could be. That would be my guess. If it's a daisy like and it's purple, it's probably purple cone flower.
Are they wild? Or is black eyed Susan's wild?
They will go that way after you. If you seed them, they will self seed and they will spread like crazy. Yes.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Okay. And that's, you know, a while back, the state made an effort to change some of their parkways and their medians into more wildflower plantings and things like that rather than mowing them all the time.
Yeah.
And I was a big advocate of that, but it seemed like it never caught on because a lot of those areas have just now gotten mowed over, which then kills off the plant. And you get weeds and grass grows back. So.
Well, I don't think they're going to mow any of this.
I hope not.
Too beautiful.
I hope
and
not.
And they're all the way from 28, clear down to Indianapolis.
Uh huh.
On the interstate. I think they're beautiful. Beautiful. So, hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Carl.
Carl, thanks. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break here while we've got a chance here. We'll come back. More Jeff Hardesty next on Wylo's Party Line.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day-a-week news media. This is WILO and WILO-FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be
part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hittel and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This Found here on WILO every Thursday, 4 p.m. Tune in to listen to another Hoosiers, been in the financial industry for more than 30 years. I'm a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Here's what you get on Consider This. Honest advice about things like Social Security timing, retirement planning concepts, tax strategies that may make a bigger difference than you might expect, and much more. Join me Thursday afternoons, 4 to 5 p.m. every week, right here on WILO. Consider This with Joe Clark.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Join WILO every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Inside the Huddle is hosted by Ken Hartman and features an in-depth look at area high school sports programs, both boys and girls action. Plus, Ken takes a look at college and professional sports, too. Inside the Huddle, every Saturday at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. From the station keeping you connected, WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save big.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. It's a finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, your Edward Jones Advisor Bright Caps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, plus Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin with Ken over there. Jeff Hardesty also in the studio with us. Another 10 minutes. If you have any questions, give us a call, 659-3338 or 800-447-4463.
So gardens are in full swing and pretty much I think towards the end of things, aren't they?
You know, as far as vegetable gardens and things like that, I don't know because living in town, I don't have a garden anymore. Mm-hmm. And the one at my shop that I usually plant, I was delinquent and did not get my tomatoes and cucumbers and all that stuff out. So I have a weed patch with maybe two or three small tomatoes, and that's it. So I apologize to my wife in the fact that I did not get that done. So this year, for the first time in like 30 years, well, 25 years probably, we will be buying tomatoes totally. Because I usually raise, I raised so many. I mean, I put like 8 plants out there at the shop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know how tomatoes are.
Yeah.
I mean, one plant will take care of a family of 10.
right.
Anyway, that's kind of that. So, yeah.
I can tell you, I've not had a garden tomato yet this year.
Uh-huh.
And my assistant says, I think it's about time, I start diving into something somewhere. So I'm asking.
Yep. Yeah, I know what you mean. So I mean, there is nothing like, as a kid growing up on the farm, and if I have told this story before, I apologize, but we grew up on a farm and, had an above ground fuel tank. It was a big tank above the ground on a rack. And then on the corner of the rack, which was also by the garden, was a salt shaker that you kept up there out of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd put the fuel tank, you put the fuel nozzle into the tractor, prop it with a rock. Okay. So you could fill it up, go to the garden, grab a tomato, take a little bite out of it, salt, bite,
yep.
Salt, bite, mm-hmm. Salt, bite, and usually you get through a good baseball-sized tomato, and, the tractor was probably full, yep. And so you went on, you went to the field,
yeah,
and the taste, nothing like a tomato right off the vine, because it's a tad bit warm.
Yeah.
You know, and if you it's just one of those things. A cold tomato is great, but a warm, vine-ripe tomato mm-hmm. that is fresh off the vine, there's nothing better.
I agree.
I also remember some great memories, and we're getting off landscape here, but, memories down the road. My brother is a truck driver, and for several years, he would haul, during this a certain season of the year, he would haul like aluminum and metal down to Florida. Then he would bring loads of watermelon back up to Chicago, to the stores in Chicago. Well, he got up there one time, and we were down there for a weekend, and that was probably Friday, late Friday night, early Saturday morning, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. We were asleep, and I hear onk onk, and Dad comes and pounds on my bedroom door. Hey, come on, Jeff, let's go. I was like, what? He said, Jim's here with watermelons. I was like, what? See, he would stop by the farm on his way to Chicago, and we would take the pickup out, and he would throw maybe a dozen watermelons off mm-hmm. in the pickup truck for us, yep. and he'd take off on his way to Chicago. Yep. And it was great because you cut those watermelons in half, and there was enough that you could just salt it, eat the hearts out,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. Oh, great memories.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, anyway. what type of landscaping is popular this time of the year, or I should say towards a bit later, a little bit later in the year?
Yeah, I think that, we have planted trees, shrubs, and flowers last week. Mm-hmm. So, you can plant this time of year, but it takes more care from the homeowner. They need to water. They need to take care of them and keep an eye on them. Even though we're getting a lot of water, you still have to water those because... an inch of rain on top of the ground is an inch of rain on top of the ground. A tree or a newly planted tree or shrub, it needs water down 2-3 foot
mm-hmm.
to really get that whole root mass area wet, which means you lay the hose on there to trickle for, 15, 20, 25 minutes and let it do its thing that way. So yeah, that's what we like to do. So, we can do that. But also, if you're looking to do some landscape things for the fall, planning is important. So, landscape planning right now, if you're going to do some major planting or some things like that, you want to do some design work or so forth, give us a call. We can do the design work and get design and estimating and get all that stuff done. That way, whenever October, November hits, you're ready to go.
Right.
We're not scrambling around trying to get things ready at that time of year.
Is there any set amount of area that you like to do with that, or does it just one could be a big spot here and maybe something else there? Or?
Yeah, the whole landscape design is totally dependent upon the property.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Purdue grad, you're taught the Purdue way, and the concept that I was always taught by was outdoor rooms for outdoor living. If you take a landscape, and I've taught a class, I've done some in-services and class work about how do you divide up a property. You have you have public room and first thing I always use, I look at the property and say, okay, what's public, what's private, what's utility, and so forth. You make those big circles on the property. Mm-hmm. You know, the private area is the area up front. It's the entry.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you, or not, I'm sorry, that's the public area. So you want to concentrate your area on protecting the public area from the private area. You don't want everybody driving down the road to look at you guys on the back patio, you know, having a big barbecue or by the pool or whatever. You want that area screened off from all directions. So design work entails separating the public from the private, from the utility and all those things like that. Because, you know, the utility area is one of those places where, hey, so that's where we park the boat and the camper. We stack firewood and things like that. It's not really attractive to have a bunch of guests come to the front of your house. And you got, and what they see is they see firewood, camper, logs, a trashy car, all that stuff like that. You need a utility area, and that's usually behind either fence, a row of evergreens, something like that. So that's the whole design process. It's not just throwing stuff out there. There is a process that you go through that separates those areas. Okay. And
I have a feeling though, some people when they start doing it, they take their public land and it kind of becomes a little bit of a combination, more of a junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, because that's an area like, oh, gee, we don't have to do anything with this right now. Let's just
put it right here. Yeah. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll be all right another year or so. It'll still be fine. None of them.
You're right. It is. That's very true, because a lot of times I'll go into a property and you know, by doing this so many years, I drive up to a property, and usually I try to pre-drive by a property to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That way I know a feeling for what I'm going to get into, get into when I get to the meeting. But I'll drive by, and it's just like my mind just goes bing, 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 bing. It's like a pinball machine. Because
right.
I see, and I can design a property in my head. In my head, I see kind of the basic concept of what I want to do within the first 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But then you refine it down over time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Has there been any invasive species this year, like, I mean, Japanese beetles or...
You know, there's been some Japanese beetles out there.
I don't know. The cicadas have not been a big thing, though, have they?
You know, they haven't, and I'm kind of disappointed, because I grew up in southern Indiana. So, you know, that whole thought, and I need to take a drive to southern Indiana, I guess.
Yeah, I know where you can still... I know where you go to still get them if you want to.
Really? And I may want to ask you about that, because, I mean, I was a kid growing up on a farm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd open your windows at night. It was just like... It was like wow, and it's just interesting. And I don't know, has I-70 been kind of the stopping grounds this year for that? I don't know.
Well, I know on 74 around between Danville and almost not quite Crawfordsville.
Uh huh.
Between that area, that's a pretty good spot, especially late in the afternoons.
I-74.
You know, after you get out, you have to get away from Danville just a little bit there. You know, towards the end of that, where you get that lot of the 3 mile stretch, it gets to at the end of Danville to where you get to go up the hill there. You know, and then as you get to Indiana.
Okay, we're talking west of Danville then.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be going over there in a little bit. That's what I'm going to be doing here in a few minutes. So, yeah, I already know what I'm going to be doing.
Uh huh.
But after you come out of Danville, as you head east on 74.
Uh-huh.
You just stay on 74 and just go up that hill around the corner, and then just stay on that for about, I'd say at least through Covington anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They got that whole area of trees and bushes and everything along the sides of the roads.
Okay.
And that's your area about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be out. And if you don't want to make sure you don't like them, they get a little more ambitious. They'll start getting into a little more populated areas and start saying, okay, I think I want to take a bite out of something.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where they'll be.
Okay. It must be about as far north as they've gone then, isn't it?
I think it is. They have not gotten too far out of their bailiwick this year.
Yeah.
They've stayed pretty much, you know.
I mean, I can remember many, many years ago, well, it'd be 17 years ago, I can remember finding a few exoskeletons or shells or whatever. I could find a few of those attached to limbs and trees in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember like that overwhelming noise of just that.
You know, and the thing is, I know they're noisy because I can hear them over my air conditioner that's going on in the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I know they're out there.
Okay.
So,
okay, very good.
Jeff, always good to see you.
Hey, it's good to be here. And if you're, I encourage you, you know, talking about the cicadas, that's a once in a 17-year occurrence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have not seen or heard those, it's an experience.
It is.
Travel, find, look for, take your kids and experience and show them what they're going to be looking for and sounding for. And let them see it, because it's bizarre.
It is
bizarre.
It's a
little
different.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
so.
It is.
So anyway, but yeah, if you need us, give us a call, 242-6015. And otherwise, have a wonderful, blessed week, and enjoy the Hot Dog Festival next weekend.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, we pray. I remember there was a wonderful customer of mine, a community friend, and oh, my goodness, Nancy Dixon. She had a T-shirt that said, some people say, she told me, she said, some people say that the Hot Dog Festival is the last weekend of July. And she said, here's my T-shirt, Hot Dog Festival, hottest weekend of the year.
that's right.
Hottest weekend of the year. And she was like, Jeff, it's always been that way. And I was like, no, Nancy, you're right.
Yeah,
God bless her soul. She's no longer with us. But what a wonderful, spirited lady she was.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
Have a good weekend. Yes.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. And thank you for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too. Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisors, Simple Time Antiques, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Ken and I back Monday morning with the Monday edition of Party Line. Have a great weekend from Wylo.